Jennifer, queen of seamless. So you're behind this event here. We have recorded now 10 podcasts in Seamless Dubai, and I invited you actually to share a bit like your view on this conference, how it's developing, some numbers, so people that are listening to the podcast that want to attend maybe next year or this year in Riyadh know a bit better what they are up to. So please introduce yourself, and then tell us more about Seamless Dubai and Seamless Riyadh.
Yes, so thank you very much for having me on the podcast here today. So I am Jennifer Drury. I head up the marketing for Seamless Middle East and Seamless Saudi Arabia. So Seamless Middle East has been running for 23 years now. This is our 23rd edition. We aim to bring together everyone in the digital commerce industry. So whether you work in retail, in e-commerce, in home delivery, in digital marketing, this is your main focal meeting point to meet, to do business, to network, and to have some fun.
But you're not doing it for 23 years here.
I
would have been very surprised. But 23 years, so like 23 years ago, like in 2000, there was kind of a Seamless event in Dubai already?
It was. It was known as another name. So it was called Cards and Payments. So it was run by Joe Ridley, who is our general manager. Joe is still here. So Joe has been doing the event for 23 years.
But what was it like 20 years ago?
So it was all about, so cards and payments basically. So like credit cards and transacting online. As a byproduct of that, the e-commerce profile grew out of it. So that was about obviously transacting online, what are the e-commerce platforms, what are the different channels that we use. And then that's where Seamless then came to be. So the event is predominantly, well, it's half a payments event, half an e-commerce event pretty much, but obviously they all feed into one.
But like 20 years ago, how many people showed up at such an event? Was it like 100?
A couple of hundred. I'll have to ask Joe for the exact numbers, but it has grown year on year. So I first started working on the event in 2020, obviously, like for obvious reasons, that one, the numbers were a little bit lower. In 2021, I think we got 5,500 people to the event. In 2022 was the first year that I headed it up myself. So that's when I took over the event and it grew up to 12,000. And then now here at 2023, I've just been told about 5 minutes ago, we hit 20,000 attendees and counting. So we're very, very happy with the growth that the event has seen.
Yeah. Can you grow at this location here? Like next year, if this grows kind of linear, we are talking about like 30,000 people showing up.
I think so. Yeah, I think so. So next year we're moving like across the hall. So we will still be in Dubai World Trade Center, but we've booked double the floor space. So this year, we're just one side of the trade center. Next year, we're the same side and then some. So we're pretty much doubling the exhibition floor. We're aiming for 30,000. So with our growth trends year on year, there's no limit. So hopefully we'll hit that number.
And it's like many people or many listeners haven't been to Seamless yet. It's a free to go exhibition, but a pay for conference.
That's the model that we're looking at the minute. So you can attend the exhibition for free. Because we do have so many exhibitors here, like here at our 23rd edition, we've got, off the top of my head, I think 691 exhibitors is what we've got, including startups. So the exhibition is a really, really good place for these companies to network with each other. You know, as I said, we do have over 20,000 people here today. It's a really good spot for the whole industry to meet up, to do business, to get to know each other, and then to grow your network in the Middle East region.
And out of those 20,000, like let's say 1,000 are buying like the conference ticket and going then to the slots?
It's a bit more. It's probably around about 5,000, I would say.
Okay.
Who have access.
But
to
that's actually, so I talk with my colleagues and some other vendors here. So that's definitely something we prefer over a conference formats like Shop Talks, where usually the visitors only come like for the conference. So
yeah,
Nobody's coming like into the exhibitor setup anymore. But here like the hall is like full permanently. So all booths is like have a lot of traffic, where other conferences do offer so much content and everybody is like free to go for the content mm-hmm. that nobody's going to the floor space anymore.
Yeah, yeah. We're predominantly exhibition. Like that is the bread and butter of Seamless is we are predominantly an expo.
The one thing that stood out here for me this year, and we attended like Seamless last year in Dubai and KSA. The one thing everybody is saying, the next big thing, the next big market is Riyadh. And for me, it was like hard to believe before I went to Riyadh, and there was like the seamless Riyadh. You can talk a bit about. It seemed a bit smaller, mm-hmm. but like all the business is moving there. All the decision makers are there. Like they are. Everybody's now setting up offices in Riyadh to push their business. I would say from the. Let me look on my list here. For how many people? So some companies were from Riyadh, but the ones that are not yet in Saudi Arabia, I would say 50% are talking about like expanding into Saudi Arabia. So, mm-hmm. and can you tell us a bit more about like this momentum? So, what is different in the Riyadh version?
Yeah, so it's very much an up and coming market. So we launched in Riyadh last year, and we didn't really anticipate the boom that we would have from that show. To be completely honest with you, we aim to have as a target about 5,000 people attend
last year. And then, what's your target?
And maybe around 100 companies. Like this was our goal, like our dream target. We ended up having nearly 12,000 people come and nearly 400 companies on the floor, because. As you said, that is the next business hub, basically, is Saudi. So all of our speakers, all of our sponsors, that's kind of where the attention is now turning. We will be running Seamless Saudi Arabia again in September. We've moved locations.
I think it's 4th to 5th September.
4th to 5th of September. We've moved location out to an even bigger venue just to meet the demand, basically, that we're seeing from companies who want to exhibit, and obviously attendance as well. Like we're already getting hundreds and hundreds of inquiries in about this, so it's kind of the next big thing, really. Having said that, the Dubai show that we're sat here at today will always be our international flagship show. The difference is the Saudi Arabian event is our local show that looks specifically on the local Saudi market, where here at the Dubai show it's international. We look at like the global industry.
Yeah, it's true. But mm-hmm. obviously you find a lot of people from Pakistan, Kuwait, Bahrain, Qatar. They're all coming then here like to discuss. Like we had a couple of like interesting conversations from Oman, Yemen. It's like it's interesting who's showing up.
Yeah.
But you've been now in this event industry for a couple of years.
Mm-hmm.
What's the difference like from an organizer's perspective doing an event here in Dubai and in Riyadh compared to the more saturated markets like in Europe? Is it easy to do events here? Is it easy to get like workers doing stuff? Is it all organized? Is it digitized or is it behind?
So Saudi Arabia was definitely an eye opener. Like I think because that industry is very, very, it's at the start basically. It's probably about 10 years behind what we are seeing here in Dubai, I would say. So if you look at the Saudi market, there's hardly any events over there. I'd say you might have heard of some of the big ones like Leap, for example. Actually, in the digital commerce space, there isn't an event that focuses on that niche of like of the marriage of commerce and payments. Like Seamless is the first one there. And I think that's why the appetite for it is so big. In terms of actually being an event planner and doing an event in Riyadh, we've never really done one at that scale before. So that was just a massive, massive learning curve for us. Going into this year, into 2023, like there's so many things that we have changed, like the venue, for example, like there's so many new features we didn't think we could do, but now we know we can do. Like that event, that the show that we put on will be amazing in Riyadh this year. Here in Dubai, this is, like I said, our bread and butter. So we've done this time and time again. So as from an event organizational perspective, like we know this very well.
But like from a venue perspective.
Yeah.
So and you've seen like many venues in London, in mm-hmm. Berlin, in Paris, like I don't know, even the basics, entrance management, food and beverage, like toilet cleaning, whatever. So what do you say that is matching European standards, or is the bath harder to organize, easier to organize?
It's very hard to organize.
Yeah.
In Riyadh, I would say so. Yeah. It was definitely one of the most challenging things that I've done anyway in my events career. I quite like a challenge though. It is probably the Saudi event is verging on to be my favorite event. Like I know I'm sat here in Dubai, but I do love the Saudi event. I do love a challenge.
You live in Dubai?
I do live in Dubai. Yes, I do live in Dubai. I've been here for 4 years now.
You like it?
I do like it. I do like it.
Yeah. It's Disneyland. Yeah. It's Disneyland. Mm-hmm. Okay. And, so Riyadh's going to be big this year. So expect much more. You expect it to become as big as Dubai this year?
Dubai will always be our biggest event. Just because, like I've said, we have the international market here. Yeah. So the global market, everyone across the world comes here. You know, we have a lot of US customers who come here. Like you just listed out some countries. This is our international event. I think because the market is so, you know, ripe for opportunity in Saudi, I think that's why we will see the numbers that we do. But that will always be the local show. This is the international show.
Yeah. And I personally have to thank you because I have to say thank you because you're supporting the podcast format so much. We haven't talked about in the podcast, but you managed to get a bus, brand. Yeah. And we wanted to put him in here, and then was some oil problem, which was funny for all the other guests. And I told the two guests from the oil industry, but joke didn't work. I have to say, maybe. What's your interest behind the podcast thing here?
So one of my personal goals is at the minute our marketing efforts and how we get visitor registrations in, because that is my main KPI. That's what I'm judged on, is how many people I get through the door and how many people register. Previous to, I'd say this year, email was our channel that we got the most registrations from. I don't think that's where the world is going. I think it's about video. It's about alternative platforms such as podcasts, such as we've also got a TV studio across the road.
That's funny. They're filming things on the one side, and on the other side of the booth, there's a TV where people can watch what is happening inside the booth.
Exactly, exactly. Yeah. So what I'm trying to do, especially for Seamless, just because it is such, you know, it's such a big event, and this is the event in the Terrapin portfolio that we can do this on, is find different channels that we can bring in new customers. So I am an avid podcast listener. I love all forms of podcasts, things to do with work, things to do with everyday life, just things to switch off and listen to. And it was literally this time last year at the end of Seamless Middle East 2022. Nicola Ridley is our global marketing director, who is coincidentally married to Joseph Ridley, who is the general manager for Seamless Middle East. And she said, wouldn't it be great if you had a podcast? That will be your next thing, Jen. And here we are a year later, and I am being interviewed on my podcast that I came up with.
Very good. Very, very, very good choice. And you haven't listened, obviously, to the podcast we have been recorded because they're not published yet, but I definitely follow up with you getting your feedback because you're listening to the podcast. Big thank you again. I guess all the ones that are hearing this are looking now into booking options. Is there a certain, I will put the booking link for the Terrapin in the show notes, but thank you and see you in Riyadh.